The Pleasantville Trojan football team lost a monster senior class of 18 players to graduation this past season. That means 3,388 yards of offense and 418 tackles will need to be replaced. And perhaps most importantly, 10 of 11 starters are gone on both offense and defense, leaving just one.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Gets the snap. Booth looking. Look at this. Looks almost like he's going to set up a screen again. Rolls up to it. And he's going to run off to the right. Throws on the run. And it's intercepted by Grant Fouch. He goes out of bounds at the 44-yard line. And I believe if it's a holding, and it is holding, it's going to be Pleasantville's ball at the 43-yard line.
Yeah, good job by Grant Fouch.
Double move on Fouch. He's got the angle. Worthington fires it deep to about the 5-yard line. Caught by Fouch at the 5. And into the end zone goes Grant Fouch. A little late on the throw, but it hits him on the numbers, and the Trojans run the same play once more, and it's 12-0.
Grant Fouch is the only holdover, starting at wide receiver, making 8 receptions for 125 yards and a touchdown, but a stalwart defensively, grabbing 5 interceptions, and was awarded second-team All-District honors. Fouch said that he took the time to learn what the players did above him the past couple of years, and now that he is one of the players with experience, he gets to pass along that on-the-field example.
Last year's senior class had a lot of leadership, and losing 10 of them on the defensive side, it really taught me that I'm going to have to step up this next year and follow in their footsteps and really try to bring some leadership through these young guys. We have a lot of young kids playing, and hopefully set them up for the future when I'm gone.
New head coach Mac Jorth knew early on from watching tape that he would get consistency from his senior.
A real good knack for the ball, plays the ball really well, D's up guys from the cornerback spot. He did a real good job covering guys up, and he's a quality receiver. He's one of those guys that is just really sound in all his technique and technical ability. So just really, really fundamentally sound, really consistent in every facet of the game.
Longtime defensive coordinator Jason Anthony said it was clear from last year that this 2018 team would need to rely on the experience Fouch would bring, and more so would show the younger guys.
Grant stepped up for us probably the last 3 or 4 games, really showed that varsity persona about Central Decatur. Had 2 picks for us, and you really saw the wheels turning with him then. Grant's always had some great quiet leadership. Learned from a great group of kids, you know, all 3 years ahead of him. And so he's not a screamer. He's not a yeller. He's an example, whether it's a weight room, whether it's other sports, things like that. Saw a lot of speed development this past spring. Ran a great 200. So we saw a lot of those things coming together. And so the kids notice that. So he doesn't need to be as vocal. Everything he does is just by example.
Fouch also said that he doesn't want anyone to overlook the Trojans for how much talent they lost, but rather take the culture of the program into account and trust him and the underclassmen.
We got a lot of dudes that, even though they didn't play last year, they're really good football players. We just had a really good senior class, and just can't take anything away from the juniors and sophomores that were playing last year. I thought it'd be a little rough at the beginning, but really we've gotten right into it. Everybody's just flying around, having fun, and we're really starting to click offense and defense.
Both coaches know that they can rely on the senior to help the transition as the Trojans try to reclaim the success of previous seasons.
In every interaction I've had with Grant, I've seen just nothing but a very positive, hardworking, committed young man. So I learned very early that he was a guy that you could just count on as a leader, lead by example, lead with a positive mindset, perspective, influence on his teammates. So it was pretty evident right away early on that this guy is cream of the crop, great kid we could count on to be a good leader and hope lots of younger kids could learn from him.
Well, I think he empowers kids to come along for the ride. He never says, hey, follow me. He just jumps in there and try. I think leaders don't create followers, they create other leaders. And so that's what I see Grant doing. You know, when you've had kids this summer that have really stepped up that way, I think that's a result of what they've seen with Grant. He's definitely an example.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights and our Pleasantville Trojan Lone Ranger Grant Fouch, I'm Andrew Swadner.
That's right, Kemosabe.